Tune into 102.5 The Game today as Vanderbilt baseball takes on Kentucky with the pregame at 11:45. First pitch is at noon. Vanderbilt baseball brought to you by Smoky Mountain Tops, your countertop experts. Visit SmokyMountainTops.com. And actually, read that wrong. They're coming up 10:45 pregame, 11 a.m. first pitch. We're going to be off a little bit early today here on Four's Company. Jake Lyman, Nick Kieser, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt. And we are thrilled to be joined now by Valair Shabilla from Broadway Sports Media, covers Nashville SC over there. And it has been a very interesting week for Nashville SC, to say the least. They got a win on Wednesday, but then we found out Thursday morning that Gary Smith, the only manager in franchise history, has been let go by Nashville. Valair, thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing all right. Just getting ready for the game. As most of you know, it's about to it's just an early kickoff today. So getting ready for the game and talking to you guys in this hottest and, you know, newest show on 102.5 The Game. I'm excited.
Yeah, 12:45 kickoff here for Nashville SC. Valair, I just want to get your initial reaction to the decision by Nashville SC to let go of Gary Smith. Obviously, he'd been there since the inception of the franchise, and things had gone south the last couple of months, but they made this decision now. Did it surprise you at all, even just the timing of the decision to let Gary Smith go?
I think that's it. I think the timing is what kind of stuck out to me the most. Honestly, I think you look at how the last almost 7 years have gone for this franchise. Gary Smith has a lot of times overachieved with what he was given. Now, that said, he is a victim of his own success in many ways. So is Nashville SC. If you make the playoffs every year, if your existence, then that just becomes the standard, right? So, and when there's a standard, you want to raise that standard, and fans want to see trophies, and that's the next thing, the next thing to go into. So, because he wasn't able to deliver on that high standard that he set to start with, I'm not shocked that he was let go, but the fact that it happened between these two games, so it happened on Wednesday night, the game was on Wednesday night, they won on Wednesday night against Toronto. Thursday morning, he let go, and today, Saturday, there's another game, a rivalry game at home against Atlanta. So I just, it's an interesting time to let go of your coach who just won a game. We don't see it often in any sports, really, and especially not in soccer, that a coach will get let go after a win. Now, there are reasons probably why Nashville SC did that. It's possibly because they have someone out there in mind. The most likely reason is because they are officially the first team in MLS to let go of their manager, which means that they have free range to go and interview whoever. Now, the candidates are all out there. No MLS team is looking for a manager at this moment as we speak, which gives them a huge advantage, of course.
We're here with Valair from Broadway Sports Media. Valair, it's Nick Frazier here. I just, you know, what is your initial thoughts after the firing of Gary to go into this next phase of, I guess you call it the club, where you have an interim head coach, not sure what he's going to put out there on the field for formations and tactics purposes. But you also have to remember, for Nashville SC, they had the CONCACAF Champions Cup. Obviously, with the MLS right now, the standings not looking great to be in a playoff position. The only other cup contending tournament is the League's Cup. What do you think the club's approach is going forward with just tactics and along with that tournament?
I think I describe it as a blank slate, because I think the club right now can go and get whatever manager, whatever direction they want to go in. When they came up from USL going into MLS, they kept Gary Smith, and we kind of all knew what Gary Smith's soccer looked like. It was very efficient, and it was maybe not the most exciting, as most of you have known if you've seen Nashville SC, but it got results, and it got wins, and it got success. They don't have to be stuck with that anymore. They can go and get a really exciting manager. They can go get a young up-and-comer from USL or something like that, and it will change everything. They can go and get a European name. They can get an experienced MLS manager. It's a blank slate. We've never seen this front office hire a manager before. We've never seen it. We don't know what they're going to go with. We don't know what they're excited. Now, obviously, their roster does limit them to certain managers. I don't really see them going out and getting the big European name. Like, I was joking yesterday, I was like, there's no way, like, Jose Mourinho will just come and coach Nashville. You know, that's probably never going to happen. But I think for this season, I don't think the team is looking at this season as a wash. I don't think they're looking at the season as it's over. I think they are looking to compete this season, get someone in early, which I believe is why we see this decision made right now as well, because if you get somebody early enough before the Leagues Cup break, and National FC is a point away from playoffs. I mean, they're not like, you know, crazy down or anything like that. So you get the new manager in, you have them kind of implement their ideas. Maybe you can test out those ideas in the Leagues Cup, because that's kind of less of a competitive, especially in those early stages. And then, you know, maybe you will have something to go forward with. So I think they're tackling this season still. I don't think they're looking just for next season. I think whoever they hire will be – we've said it for the last 2-3 years. National FC is a win-now team, and I don't think this decision changes that. Their players are at a certain age. The average age of the squad is pretty high considering everything. And I think if they get a manager in, they're not saying, hey, this is a manager who will give him 5 years for the future and maybe we'll see where we're at. They're bringing a manager in that kind of will win right now, because that's what they need.
Valera, a little follow-up with that. You know, you mentioned a win-now scenario for Nashville. Like, I just can't really wrap my head around Nashville saying, you know, wanting to just still urge for a MLS title. Well, like, do you think their best option is to kind of marinate this season and keep fighting for a playoff spot in the MLS, or just kind of win now with Leagues Cup and kind of go all in there? Like, do you think it's a one decision or the other, or is it both?
I think they can't afford to not go all out on MLS to start with. I think that's their bread and butter. That's what you play every week. And if you're out of the season in June or July, and the rest of the season, if you're already, you know, in that 14th, 15th spot in the Eastern Conference and playoffs are already looking tough, I don't think they can afford to do that, because Geodis Park is not going to feel the same, right? You can have whatever Messi can come to town, and it wouldn't mean a whole lot because your team isn't performing, right? So I think they can't afford to say, you know what, we'll just forget about MLS and just focus on Leagues Cup. What they can do, however, is what they did last season, which was make a run in the Leagues Cup. Now, the thing with Leagues Cup is that there are two group stage games before you get to the knockout stage. You kind of take those two group stage games as another MLS regular season, right? You kind of just play them out. One of them is against New England, and the other one is against Mazatlan from Mexico. If they can get through that group, which seems to be easy considering where New England is and Mazatlan are at the moment, so if they can get through that group, then they can start taking the rest of the Leagues Cup, I think, seriously, because we all saw what a run for a cup did for this city in terms of supporting this team. And we've seen it with the Presbyterian, right? We've seen it with the Titans as well. Like, this city really, really loves a cup run, and y'all have seen it more than me, probably. But, you know, I'm currently wearing, like, my Preds shirt that I got for free 6 years ago or whatever. So, like, so I think getting something like that going brings, especially with a new manager in, I think brings a lot of new eyes into National FC. So I think Leagues Cup is very important. And because they made the final last time without really changing the squad or the manager or anything like that, makes you think that they can do it again, right? And I think it's a great opportunity for them, even if they don't win Leagues Cup, to at least get in those top three spots to play in the CONCACAF Champions Cup next season as well.
Valera, you've seen this team since the beginning, from the studs built all the way up to what it is now, and a huge stadium, the biggest soccer-specific stadium in North America. Just walk me through, perhaps, how much pressure this franchise truly does have from the front office down to get the right guy. Because the fans, they've really wanted a change for quite some time now. But for the next 3 to 4 seasons, you're also locked into some huge pinnacle pieces as well. So how much pressure does this group have to hire the next right coach?
I think it's a lot of pressure, especially when you're looking at the GM, Mike Jacobs, and CEO Ian Ayer. Those guys, you know, Gary Smith is the one who came out and faced the media and the fans every week. He was the one whose name was announced in the stadium on Wednesday and got booed pretty loudly. These guys are not coming out every week, right? So I think when that guy is removed, and they go and grab their guy, right? When Mike Jacobs grabs in his guy and brings him into National FC, that excuse is kind of gone, because now the pressure is all on the GM, right? Because he's the one who brought the manager in. So I think it's pretty high pressure. This is a group that National FC implemented this money ball sort of way of looking at soccer, right? And they're no longer that because the salaries got released a couple of days ago, and National FC is fourth highest salary in MLS. That's not Moneyball. I mean, I'm not like a baseball expert by any means, but I think Moneyball doesn't put you the fourth highest salary on the list. So I think when you're looking at the facts right now, I think the fans are very aware of, yes, Gary Smith is part of that puzzle. And yes, Gary Smith, maybe his message became stale with the players. Maybe the players weren't as motivated. Sure. However, he's piece of that puzzle. He's not the whole thing. So now you're looking at GM Mike Jacobs and, like I said, CEO Ian Ayre and owner John Ingram, honestly. All three of those people are going to be under pretty big pressure because National FC is no longer just an expansion team that came into the league. This is their fifth season. There have been teams that came after them and maybe found a little bit more success here or there. Now, again, National FC hasn't done badly, and that's the one thing that this franchise has been able to do is that raise the floor high enough. Even though the ceiling never really got raised a whole lot, the floor was never down. And that's, I think, why it ended up they ended up moving away from Gary Smith because that floor was starting to dwindle down. And that was the one thing they had holding on to them is that the floor was so high. So I think they're under a lot of pressure. And I think the fans want to see something exciting. I really think they want to see a more exciting brand of soccer. And that's a complaint we hear all the time. The Toronto game that they won on Wednesday, I mean, I was sitting next to Nick Fraser, and I mean, we were barely awake. I was not fun. So I think even though it was a win, and winning cures everything, but if you're talking about excitement, and I think a fun brand of soccer is what the fans are looking for going forward.
Blair, last one for you here. We talked about the timing of this move. Only 48 hours ago, Gary Smith is let go. Now you're 3 hours away from a rivalry matchup here at home against Atlanta. What can fans expect heading over to Geodis Park today of what this team may look like with an interim head coach in charge for the first time?
Yeah, I think it's exactly what you said. They've had 2 days to work with the interim head coach, Rumba Muntali. I do not think there'll be a lot of changes just simply because they've had 2 days to work with him. I don't know if you can implement your ideas as a manager in what seems to be one training session or maybe two at best. I think expect more of the same. What I would say is that the other side of this is Atlanta. They're going through possibly their worst season ever as well. And their coach is on the very high hot seat. And if he doesn't get a result in National League, there's a good chance he will be let go. So their star player, Thiago Almada, is injured and out. Their other star player, Yakumakis, might be injured before a concussion protocol, might not join in today. So there's an opportunity here for Nashville. And the one thing I always talk about is obviously it's a very common phenomenon in soccer called the new manager bump, right? I think anytime a manager is let go or a change in management happens, there's a little bit of a bump. The players are playing for something else now. And I think all these players are smart enough and pro enough to know that whoever the next manager is, this is now their time to make sure they impress him, right? They can't afford to lose their spot on the field. New manager comes in with new ideas. So I think if you're a player, you may be, you know, however you felt about Gary Smith, and I don't think any of the players disliked him or anything like that, but I think what you want to do is impress your next boss and prove yourself, right? And I think against Atlanta in a nationally televised game in the afternoon, the weather hopefully hangs on. You know, it's going to be a big crowd. I don't know if it's going to sell out, but it's going to be close to it. I think there's no better opportunity to showcase yourself than that.
Valer, thanks so much for taking the time this morning. Again, Atlanta and Nashville kickoff at 12:45 over at Geodis Park. Make sure to follow Valer Shabilla over at Broadway Sports Media for all the coverage on Nashville SC. Valer, again, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday and hopefully a good game over there at Geodis today.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Valer Shabilla, Broadway Sports Media, talking Nashville SC after the firing of Gary Smith. Coming up next, we're going to react to everything Valer said there, talk a little bit more about Nashville SC as they prepare for their first game without Gary Smith in franchise history. That's up next here on Four's Company on 102.5, 106.3, The Game.